It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Over the past several months, I've sometimes felt as I've been surrounded by death and the devil and destruction in ways that I haven't known at other times in my life because of close family members and friends who have died or who are ill and on the point of death and a variety of other things. So as I read these words of the lessons this morning in preparation for our worship this day, it was almost more than I could bear. I felt judged, accused, beat down. But then I did remember the context of these words, both as words from the book of Hebrews and as a selection read during the latter part of the season of Pentecost in our Christian church year. And it helped. In the Christian church year, we are approaching our annual remembrance of the end of time, not to mention Reformation, and its perennial call to be faithful and to remain faithful to the end. In the scriptures, I was reminded that many people believe that the book of Hebrews was written to Jewish Christians, people for whom the commands and the law of God held a special importance because of their heritage, but also people who had come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. But as this book was written, the Jewish Christians to whom it was written were facing severe persecution because of their faith and because of their witness from their brothers and sisters, Jews. And so many of them had succumbed to the temptation to deny their faith, to live not by grace and not by faith, but to attempt to live by works, in the hope of blending in with those around them, and so had fallen away from their faith. What the author of the book of Hebrews wants them and us to know is that just doesn't work. Works alone condemn. Works alone put us into the hands, the fearful hands of a living God, because we simply don't do them very well. In fact, we always fail at doing them. Always fail at doing them. And that really is the message of the book of Hebrews and the message of the lessons for today. Indeed, the chapter that follows in Hebrews is chapter 11, the great faith chapter of the Bible, which reminds us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. What we are called to remember today, as we think about our commitment to Jesus Christ, as we are called to consecrate our lives to Him, is that faith and works go together. The people to whom the words were written had forgotten that. They were trying to blend in. We just can't do that. In the same way, we today are reminded of the need to be different as we witness in this world of sin. Should we be winsome? Absolutely. Because we need to work to be in relationship with others, and we need to be in relationship to the contexts in which we serve and where we find them. And we indeed need to hear St. Paul's call to be all things to all people as we seek to save some. But at the same time, the corrective of our text is that we need to consider how to stir one another up to faith and to love and good works, encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Therefore, brothers, since we have this confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through His flesh, let us draw near with a true heart, in the full assurance of faith. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir one another up to love and good works. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.